Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast. I have traveled extensively before had kids. And so I know for me, I did a lot of thinking about how I wanted to incorporate travel into our lives. And I knew that the early stages of being a parent were going to be the domestic US stages. I think if you know yourself really well, what works for you. And I don't like to be rushed. The pandemic just helped me firmly find my footing with travels. We have gotten vaccinated, so that has opened up travel a bit more. My daughter, the youngest, is now 3, so she's a bit more reasonable. So we've been doing a lot of domestic travel, and that's what we're currently doing. So both kids are vaccinated or almost fully vaccinated, so we've been doing a lot of domestic travel this summer. And so the places we've gone to visit some SMC friends in Florida, that was our first flight since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So that was a bit scary, trying to keep the kids masked, trying to keep them entertained for the 2-hour flight, and trying to keep them from kicking the chair in front of them.
Oh, man.
So I was a bit stressed, but all in all, it was a good trip. They did good jobs keeping their masks on as best they could. We hand sanitized everything. They were well behaved. In terms of things and tips that I would say is be mindful of how you pack. Each kid got their own carry-on. They got a backpack that had their tablets and their headphones, and it had snacks. And so then they were able to entertain and do their own thing while mommy was able to just navigate all of the logistics. So all in all, I'd say it was a good first step out post-pandemic. Okay, so traveling with babies that are not walking. Surprisingly, we get a lot of new moms that are anxious about that first trip with the infant. And I'm like, that infant is a Polly Pocket at that age.
They yes.
go for it, they sleep and they eat. Put them in your pocket, get on the plane, and you're there. So for infant stage, I would definitely recommend a carrier, probably a lightweight stroller that you might gate check that can serve dual purposes. It can hold bags, it can hold baby. But I am also not big into having a lot of gear. I try to minimize as much as possible. So I'm either going to choose the carrier or the stroller, not both. And then what I could strap on my back, like you're going to need a diaper bag for an infant, right? You want to have all the things that you're going to need. If you've got a lightweight car seat and you've purchased the infant a seat, I would say go ahead and do that as well, because that's going to just give them some place that feels cushioned, that's containing them, and feels a bit safer on the plane. Traveled with a toddler. Don't minimize the impact of having local SMCs where you're going, right? Because I had an SMC years ago who was coming to my region ask, does anybody have baby gear? So I had a pack and play, I had a high chair, all kinds of just toys that I can lend out because my kid was beyond that age, pick it up, drop it back off when you're done. And so boom, that's taken care of on the end of your destination. Just keep in mind, give yourself lots of time and lots of patience when traveling with those toddlers, because their MO every day is independence and exploring the world around them. That also means exploring the chairs in front of them with their feet. That means I can hold the juice and spilling it on the airplane seat. So pack a change of clothes. Make sure that you've got toys and activities for them. Wipe those seats down, because my toddler will put her food on the tray all the time and then pick it back up and put it in her mouth, things like that. But definitely give yourself some time, give yourself some grace, because you might have a mommy meltdown and that's okay. And also, last but not least, accept help, because I have people where I don't like to be rushed off or on the airplane. So I take my time and I let people go, but people will stop and say, ma'am, do you want to go? Do you need help with your bags? And for an instant, I almost want to say no. And I am really trying to get into the habit of saying, yes, please, can you help me with my bag? Yes, we'd like to go and get off the airplane and beat the rush. If you have SMC friends in the destination that you're going to, leverage them. We all understand what it feels to not have had a break. We will babysit your kids for you so that you can go get a drink, a massage, have a date. I did that. And so, yeah, so leverage us. Give us a call. Drop us a line. We'd love to see your kids. We've invested so much in them already. Apparently, there are less people to interact with in terms of staff. And so I learned that when I was flying out of an international airport and we were checking bags. And the thing is, I did travel with a car seat. So when you travel with the car seat, you need extra help from the gate attendants, right? So you got to wait for them to come over. I will never again travel out of an international airport. I think this year, probably until my child, my youngest is 4 or 5. It was just harrowing. She is potty trained. And so when she has to go, she has to go. There's no put a pull up on the potty trained little ones. Put a pull up and carry an extra one in your bag just in case they have to go and they're not sitting in wetness. Flying through an international airport was just crazy. The lines, the when you're traveling with kids and not another adult, you have to oftentimes get out of the line no matter where you are in position, and people are not going to let you come back in. It just doesn't happen. I will also say, a smile goes a long way, especially when you have to interact with the staff. Just keep it nice, keep it breezy, because I ended up getting free luggage. I ended up getting just a lot of help. And so it's harried. It's stressful. People love kids. And so instead of having a meltdown, just smile your way through and you'll find that lots of help comes your way. I'm actually a fan of layovers, especially for longer trips that are international trips, because they've got hotels that are attached to the airport. They've got all of these different, if you have reward miles and are parts of the clubs, you can get into these places. I know for me, in order to be my best and alert self, I need to at least lay flat within every 12 hours or something like that. The kids need to run around and do the things that kids do. So if I do international flights, I will intentionally book a longer layover just for those, the ways that my family will navigate and interact. No. Also, I will say we've done a little bit of smattering of air travel, one trip, but for the most part, we've been doing a lot of road trips. And I will say, if you're doing a road trip, have that portable potty. I'd say it's the best $20 I've ever spent over the entire pandemic. It has made our lives feel less isolated, because when we're on road trips, we didn't have to worry about stopping. We didn't have to worry about people wearing masks. Everybody used a portable potty. And then you just tie up the little bag with the absorbent insert and you dump it. And you don't even really have to stop your trip for too much longer, especially trying to just get someplace. I'm trying to get out of the sundown cities before sun goes down. I don't like traveling at night in strange places. And so every minute counts. Having that portable potty, oh, it's a lifesaver. They love traveling. Fun. Cece asks, can we go on mommy's blue car? Are we going on a road trip? My biggest tip, the pandemic kept us cloistered, locked away at home. But I'd say if you can get out and travel, be it an international flight, a domestic flight, a road trip, a train trip, do what you can. It's just, it's such a nice, different change of pace. And the kids love it. I think once you start to find your stride, is that the vacation is for every person in the family, right? It's for mom, it's for the kids. And so we all have our different vacation personalities, right? And so that has to be taken into account in order for everyone to look back on that trip with fondness and memories. Like, I am all for any type of a resort or a hotel that has a kids club, because being able to get away from your kid and separate, one, allows them to be independent and do their kid thing while you go get coffee, you go get a massage. You just take in what a vacation is supposed to be about, a break from just like the hustle and bustle of life. So I totally, I love that. There you have it. Going into the next stage of parenting, our kids are a little bit bigger. We're able to look back and we're able to lift as we rise and share tips and tricks so that people are a lot less stressed first times out the door. Full Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasnc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.